Ty did a lot of great things in that role, kind of a third down back, whatever. Is that sustainable moving forward, given a short week and how Eddie's recovering from his ankle?
Tom Montgomery did a lot of good things last night. I think it's like any perimeter player that you feel, you know, has playmaking ability, trying to get him involved, whether it's in the backfield, coming out of the backfield, kickoff returns. The way that I approach it each and every game, it never definitely works out that way. You look at, you know, your opportunities that you can create in a game plan. So I have a general number in my head. Frankly, I write it down. I have a formula on my call sheet that's something I'm trying to work to based on how I feel the whole complexity of the game is going to unfold, you know, based on their offense, our offense, their defense, so forth and so forth. And frankly, we need to get Ty the ball. So I mean, it's about creating opportunities to get certain players the football. I did not get the football to Randall Cobb last night enough. That's the one failure coming out of the game from an opportunity creation standpoint. But, you know, he's definitely has shown the ability to play running back. He's spent a lot of time with the running back group the last, I think it's been about 4 weeks now. So meeting-wise, protections and so forth, and going no huddle with him back there last night was definitely one of the positive portions of our offensive performance. So he did a lot of good things. I thought he did some good things coming out of the backfield. But to do the whole thing, that's what we're working for, because anytime you can create more flexibility for a playmaker, especially with the state of a running back situation, that's part of it. It'll definitely help us. So I was pleased with his performance. You know, outside of, I mean, he needs to take care of the football, which is number one. You know, obviously he lost a fumble and had the other fumble on the sideline, but he did a lot of really good things last night.
How much do the fumbles overshadow some of the good things that Ty did, or is he still a guy that you need to go to more?
I mean, ball security is a number one. I mean, you have to take care of the football. I mean, it's the game of football. That's why they name it. The football is the most important part of our game. So, I mean, four turnovers, it's totally unacceptable. I mean, regardless of how it happened, who it happened to. I mean, Aaron, Jordy, and Ty, you got to take care of the football. So that's a first drill that we do each and every day. That's the number one drill of our team fundamental segment. So it definitely overshadows performance, because it's when it's the key component of being successful, it's obviously the first thing you talk about, and it's always the first thing you look at evaluation-wise. So we'll just continue to work at it. But, you know, four giveaways in a game, you know, that doesn't cut it. I mean, it doesn't even come close to cutting it.
Mike, speaking of your running back situation, how do you kind of feel about that on a short week and Eddie toughing it out yesterday? I mean, that's not a lot of recovery time. What do you think you're going to have to do there?
We're working through the process, frankly. There's a number of things going on still, testing and so forth and so forth. I really don't have all the information because I think the obvious is the stress points of our game day roster for Thursday will be the running back position and the corner position. So anytime you're dealing with your 53-man roster, how you're going to, you know, forecast how you're going to line up with a 46. So you got two positions that need, you know, attention. And frankly, these injuries that we have, they're not of long-term IR nature. So, I mean, that's all part of a normal season, and you just got to work through it. So, I mean, it's Monday. We're still gathering information. So I don't know if we'll really have it sorted out till Tuesday, maybe Wednesday.
Like, though, you have to have a second true. I mean, I remember that vividly in Kansas City, saying, "Look, I can't do this."
Yeah.
Do you think you have to have some other true running back on your 46?
Well, I mean, you definitely want to. I mean, it depends on how you want to play the game. I mean, you know, how they line up and what they have on the other side of the ball factors in that too. I mean, you have to be, you know, it's a long year, you know, in you start making roster moves, and it's just really never one factor. I mean, it factors other positions, because, you know, frankly, when you have players that you may have to jeopardize putting out there, Joe Callahan. I mean, the plan for Joe was to be here, and you take that chance, you accept that risk, and that's what happens. So those are things you have to weigh, and we had a – I mean, it was an ongoing 3 or 4 day conversation last week, and it'll be the same here. So we just got less time to do it. But it's never just give me a running back, you know, or give me another corner, because it's a long year, and you have 53, and plus your 10 practice squad guys. So it's a that is the chess match right there. I mean, if you talk about chess match in a game of football, it's managing the roster.
How long do you expect to be without James Starks?
You know, James had surgery yesterday, so he's, I want to say, you know, Pat, Dr. McKenzie felt very good about the surgery. I haven't talked to James yet, so I can't really give you a timeline, but they feel it's going to be quick, so it'll definitely be on the front end of whatever the prognosis is.
Like with Eddie yesterday, obviously he toughed it out and gave you what he could. Did he come out of it any worse than he was going in, or is he about the same?
He's still being evaluated. So we just had a staff meeting at noon. The medical report was read, and we still have, I think, four guys that they're collecting information on.
You know, you mentioned that the corner group. Is that a big concern there? I think you ruled out Rollins yesterday. You know, who knows what Randolph, if he drops out, it's a short week. Could Sam help you, or are you just going to have to go into the game with Gunter and Meech and Micah?
I mean, if we could just rewind the tape and kind of use the same answer I just gave Jason, that's what we're working through. I mean, we have two stress points, the running back group, the corner group. I mean, it's going to take a while to sort through that. So, you know, based on, you know, Sam's situation and Randall and you know, Q, you know, we're still working through it.
Mike, your offense is hovering around 20th in the league red zone efficiency. What do you have to do to get that up?
I'm sorry?
What do you have to do to get a little more success in the red zone?
Turnovers in the red zone, number one, are very costly. You know, particularly not only the opportunity that you lose, you know, but the momentum. I mean, let's be honest, you have the ball 9 plays, 12 plays, and, you know, and we've had a couple of those this year. You know, it kind of takes a shot out of your, you know, your energy on the sideline. So, you know, you have to learn from that. You have to overcome that and the energy to fight through the adversity. But I think the biggest thing is you go back, you look at the plays, you know, look at what's been called against you, how are people playing you there. It's really part of the game plan, but we've kicked too many field goals, and, you know, we've had a couple turnovers down there. So we definitely need to do a better job. That's definitely one of our situations that we need to improve on.
Like, how did Spriggs do, and do you think he'll have to play this week?
You know, Brian actually just got back from his evaluation, so I don't have all the information on him. I know him, Brian, and just, you know, his history, I would think he's going to play. I mean, I don't think it's going to take, you know, a big, big injury to keep him out of a football game. So, I shouldn't have said that, but I don't know. I haven't talked to Brown yet, but I thought Jason did a lot of good things. I thought he had a couple good plays in the OT package, you know, particularly on the shot down the field, you know, when he played the tight end position. So I thought he did a good job.
Mike, I know you were asked a lot about the passing game yesterday. Just watching the film, did you see anything new as far from today to yesterday?
Just the details, and that's, you know, that's coaching. We need to stay. I need to stay after it. I really went into the game anticipating, you know, 40 plus attempts. You know, and you want to be definitely above 67%, 68%. So as far as hitting the goal of creating opportunities, we did that. You know, we missed some opportunities. But, you know, the details are the things that you look at, particularly in the missed opportunities. So just like anything, you know, when you win a game, it's important to grow. And really the growth from a win or success, whether it's a big day passing, you know, you got to make sure you take a true look at that. And the thing about losing is when you really take the hard look and there's so much energy because of the urgency and the disappointment and the energy around that. So there's great information on the video that we can learn from. So, and once again, I mean, we've got some newer guys playing since we've, you know, changed our format, going from the no huddle, we call it standard huddle. And we just, you know, we're kind of working through the details of that, and we need to improve on it.
A couple of players, including Aaron, yesterday said in some ways it's a good thing that you have a short week because you get back playing quickly. What are the challenges, though, not just the roster stuff, but health-wise and and what kind of schedule are you taking this week to get ready? Because these are tough weeks.
Well, I mean, we have a format for Thursday schedules, but they adjust each and every year, and it's really because of your medical report. So players in today with the flush, the weight workout this morning. Special teams is going on right now. Quarterbacks and centers at 12:30. We'll get together as a team, and then we'll install first and second down and third down today. We'll stay in the crick for walkthroughs, and then we'll do the stay program this evening with the players. And then tomorrow will be kind of like a Thursday for us. You know, we'll hit all of our situations, we'll get everything in tomorrow. Then we'll practice, tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow noon. And then Wednesday will be more like a combination Friday, Saturday. So that's our plan. So we'll have practice tomorrow and Wednesday. And then we'll meet Thursday morning, play the game Thursday night.
Mike, did you like what the Big Five package gave you and what you used it yesterday?
Like the Big Five. Gave us a lot of good things. I thought the normal D&D things were very good. They rushed three and dropped eight, more in the third down. So that's a look that we can learn from. I mean, it was obviously their protection was outstanding, and just really the created extended play based on the three-man rushes is something that we'll work on a little more. But I don't see Chicago doing that, but it was a good package for us.
Devontae told Rob that he didn't have a concussion. Is that the case? Is he not in the protocol?
I haven't seen Devontae, and I haven't been told if he's, I was told he's feeling pretty good. That's the only thing that they told me.
You said you don't think necessarily Chicago will do that, the rush three and drop all those guys. But what's the challenge that creates for your offense, and what's the way to beat that? Because that's two teams in a row that seem to have done it a lot, right? So,
rush three?
Yeah. Drop.
Well, it's not that. It's a situational call. I mean, you're not going to do it all day. So it depends on what they do behind it, too. So it depends on who's matching up. It's the first time we've put five receivers on the field, too. So, I mean, it's just you look at all those things. This is a different this is a different defensive format, just philosophically from the way Dallas plays. I mean, they're opposites if you want to really get into it.
Mike, given a focus on fundamentals, ball security, things that you do every day, how frustrating is that for you as a coach? I mean, you really seem to drill it home. Is it easily correctable? Is it a source of frustration? Do you see a level of sloppiness that you don't find acceptable?
It's the everyday challenge of coaching. It's the everyday challenge of playing football, and it never goes away. I mean, it's the necessities of life on the football field. So, it's just no different than living your life. So you lose a game, you go home, you probably eat too much. All right, that's a bad day. So, it's about living your life on a football field. It's something you have to work at every single day, and you have to take care of it every single day. And when you do that, you have a healthy day. When you don't take care of the technique of the fundamental, I mean, you look at every one of those giveaways yesterday, every single one of them is avoidable. So that's what you focus on. The most important thing is you're going to make sure you're training the techniques that give the player the opportunity to be successful in those situations. That's what we'll continue to do, and I have great confidence that they will perform at the level we have the last 10 and a half years. So this is not the way we play football, and we will do a better job.
You just said it. Ball handling is not something year in, year out that this team has struggled with really at all. Why do you think it's been different these past couple of weeks?
Ball handling or just the giveaways?
Yeah.
You take a strong look at them. You look at them individually, and it's really, you can go through each and every one of them. It's the technique within that particular experience. As far as your pad level, where the ball is caught and the carriage, putting it away, whether it's decision that plays into that. So those are the things you focus on, and that's why we do those drills every single day.
Years, your passing game was great. You didn't turn it over. You had a ton of takeaways. This year your run defense is really good out of the gate, and that went away a bit last night. I guess what do you have to build on, you think, at this point?
Well, I think you make a great point, Bill. It's really, I feel I talk about it all the time. This is a different season. This is a different team. So, you know, I don't ever go into an off season, a training camp, and especially the regular season where you just pull up last year's game plan and erase the date and white it out and hand it to the players and say, hey, this is the way we do it because we're the Green Bay Packers and we've done this and that. So that doesn't work. But this is the challenge that every team goes through, even the ones that are playing really good right now. So, and I could speak on that from experience. It's a different season. We have a different combination of players each and every week. We're going through a patch right now. You know, just adjusting more than you like, but that's a part of the challenge for the 2016 Packers. So we're going to get better. That's all I know.